Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the student body of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And that's still my name on a Bible college. Yes. It took me a while. I just really was, holding back there a little bit. And because I really hadn't heard anything about this. And we were in a meeting and discussing this and with people who are now instructors. But anyway, and I just still was, I hadn't heard anything yet. And my daughter Terry said, Dad, what about every available voice? I said, do it. That settled it. Because every born again believer is called as a witness and is called to teach. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that was the way it began. And it is such an honor to me to have my name under God's name, for Him to trust me enough to found a Bible college. And the day will come as it grows and gets larger and so forth, according to God's time and according to His will. Because this is His decision, not mine. Father, we thank You again today for Your word. And we prayed in the first part of this week about divine insights, concepts, and ideas. And You've granted that. And we thank You for it, because that's who You are. You are our God, and we are Your people. And we praise You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're here in the book of Ephesians in the fourth chapter. Let's continue here in the fourth chapter, and let's go to the 29th verse. Now, isn't this amazing? The Spirit of God, through the Apostle Paul, is teaching born-again, Holy Spirit-baptized Christians. Put on the new man after God created in righteousness and true holiness. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. That's all one statement. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing that is good, that he may have to give. That is huge. Well, Brother Copeland, I got to make a living. That's the reason I'm working with my hands. That's the reason you ain't worth much. You got the wrong concept.
Wow.
Let him work with his hands that he may have to give to the one that needs.
Amen.
It said, don't steal him. Quit the stealing.
Yeah.
You need to read the Ten Commandments like this. Mm. Have no other gods before you. He's it.
Amen.
He's the best there is.
Amen.
Don't steal. Hey, don't be stealing.
Right.
Quit that. I'll bless you to the point where you'll have to give to others.
Amen.
Don't covet what belongs to somebody else. I have one, but don't covet another man's wife. Listen, I can find one better than she looks. I'm telling you, I've got one all picked out. And let me remind you that a little girl born in 1942 on the 12th of February in Center Point, Arkansas, out there in the country. And a little boy born December the 6th, 1936 in Lubbock, Texas, moved to Abilene, Texas. And then I look back on it now. My dad worked for Jones Business College, but then he went to work for National Online Insurance Company, which was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and TCU played Arkansas in 1961 for the Southwest Conference Championship. A man by the name of Wes Pinson chartered the airplane. My boss was also in the car business where I worked for him. I didn't have a multi-engine rating yet. I was working on it. Well, they had an after-game party. My dad didn't care anything about going to that after-game party. And so, but I did. Yes, I did. And a man walked up to me and said, "My daughter's the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas." I said, "Is that right?" Yeah. Came back a little later, and he said, "You don't believe me, do you?" I believe you, man. "No, you don't. My daughter's the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas." "How are you going to the airport in the morning?" I said, "For cab, I guess." "No, I'm gonna come back and pick you up. I'm going to prove it to you." I said, "Well, my dad, you know," I asked my boss, I said, "Bill, can my dad go? We had an empty seat." Well, he knew my dad. He was in the car business. My dad bought cars from him. He said, "Yeah, but you can't find a room there." Well, my dad had been working for National Old Line Insurance Company for a number of years. So he called one of the executive vice presidents that he knew and told him the story. And he said, "Kenneth and I'd like to stay in the penthouse." "Well, yeah," he said to him, "nobody." He said, "We all going to win. We're going to the ball game." So I explained to Mr. Neese. I didn't even know his name then. National Old Line Insurance Company, I know where that is. The penthouse, the elevator's on the outside, goes up. Yeah, I know where all that is. I'll pick you up in the morning. Well, about 10 o'clock the next morning, Sunday, the 8th of October, 1961, and that elevator opened up. And there was Babe and Mary and Gloria, and I thought, man, he wasn't kidding. I said, "Gloria, would you like to walk out on the deck and look at the city?" She said, "Sure." We walked out there and was standing there, and she put her arm around my waist and patted me on the back, and I was gone. I fell so deeply in love with her. I couldn't think about anything else. A few days later, the boss said, "I've taken over the FBO in Camden, Arkansas, and I'm sending Mac and Martha Tate over there. And I'm wondering if you want to go." I said, "Yeah, I'll go." "Don't you want to think about it?" I said, "No, I thought about it." I said, "That girl's over there somewhere, and I'm going to find her." Well, I did, and she did. And then we went on our first date, and I always said, you know, I'll never dance and sing with a woman at the same time. Hollywood makes it look so easy. But then Johnny Mathis on a Wurlitzer One More Time jukebox. "Look at me." I said, "Gloria, would you like to dance?" So I stomped around on her toes for the length of that record. Walked up on her dad's porch and I said, "Gloria, will you marry me?" She said, "Okay." And just went in the house. She said later, she said, "What have I done? I don't even know this guy." Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. 60 years and 8 months, and she's still in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I brought that up for a reason. God made that plan before the foundation of the world. National O-Line agent came by and made a presentation to my dad. And Then my dad went to my mother and said, I see a real future in this company. That's when we moved to Fort Worth from Abilene. He had to work for National O-Line Insurance Company in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we had, Wes Pinson had to charter that Cessna 310 that Bill Golightly was flying, and his car business and his aviation business. I had to be in the right seat of it. I had to be in that penthouse. I had to go to that after game party. I had to act like a fool. I was just done, you know, crazy comedy routine. Nothing ugly. I didn't do that. So, and her dad had to come up to me because God had already planned that she would be my lifelong partner in this ministry and in her life.
Amen.
And she changed my life in more ways than one. And I love her more than my own life. She changed my life. God did through her more than once. Oh, no. After saying all of that, never underestimate a delay. Never. Never underestimate a delay. Don't get all shook up because you couldn't just go at the time. Very, very close friend of mine. About ready to board an airplane. And a man with him, born again, spirit-filled man. He said, I don't feel like right about this airplane. I'm not going to go on it. And his friend said something like, oh, now, come on, man. No. Well, the airplane crashed. Man went to heaven, but he didn't fulfill his days. Become covenant-minded all the time. Be world of the Spirit-minded all the time. Things are happening in the Spirit. No one, let's talk about 9/11. God spoke to everybody there. Some of them listened and some of them did not. Now, in Dan and Ann Stratton's church, where Dan was teaching on hearing the voice of God, and most of his congregation worked in the World Trade Center. Nobody was even injured. One man came walking out of there with his suit on, came walking out of that mess, and he didn't even have any soot on his clothes. Another man heard the word, run, and he just took off into the subway. Another man was on his way, and his daughter said, Daddy, let's stop and have something. You always have to go early, and I don't ever get any time with you. Wow. He stopped off just long enough. Now, he's a member of that church now. He stopped off just long enough with his daughter. Well, Dan saw it from where he was, and he grabbed a cab and tried to take him into it. Well, now, all of the firemen and everyone else knew him. He's pastor of church there. But they weren't paying any attention to him. So when Dan prayed about it, the Lord said, Dan, go get a collar and put it on. Most of the firemen and most of the policemen were Catholic. And Dan knew a lot of them, born-again people. So he put the collar on, and he walked right in the middle of them and said, yes, Father Dan, would you pray for this one? Yes, Father Dan, would you pray for this? Yes, Father Dan, thank you, Father Dan. Oh, Father Dan, thank you for the ministry. Mm-hmm. Now, the little chapel that survived it,
yes,
right there in the midst of all that mess, was where George Washington. Mm-hmm. There was no Washington, D.C. our first president, George Washington, entered covenant with God on the 17th chapter of Genesis and took his Bible and made covenant with God for this nation. Look it up. It's all a matter of history and record today. He was so aware of the living God and the weight and the honor of being the first president of this nation. So this nation belongs to God.
Amen.
The devil's been trying to take it away from him all these years, but he can't have it.
No.
Right. Now, go with me right here in this book of Ephesians. I want you to look here in the 29th verse. Let no, hey, no, N-O, no, 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 no. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the sake of the anointed one and his anointing, hath forgiven you. Now, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. I drew a line in my Bible right to the fourth verse of chapter 5. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the givings of thanks. Fill your mouth with thanksgiving and gratitude. Every meal in our household, every meal, we are so grateful. Have a grateful attitude. Develop a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. So grateful to you, Father, for this food in the name of Jesus. So grateful that our family is to this place now where this kind of inflation doesn't hit us as hard as it does other people.
Amen.
But we learned that from being sowers and without debt and so forth. And we're teaching others.
Yeah.
No corrupt communication. And we ask you to bless our partners all over the world, wherever they may be. Bless them beyond measure. Bless this nation. Amen.
Amen.
Every meal. No corrupt communication. I tell you, it's that bunch up there in Washington, give me a Tums. Did you vote? No, I don't vote for them. Well, then shut your mouth. You have no right. Voting in this country, in this nation, is a sacred honor. I offered my life for this nation. I was with great honor. In the middle of the night, January 1957, I took the oath of the United States Army and my allegiance to the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it didn't change just because I got to be 86 years old. I'm very serious about it. I held my hand up and entered covenant with the United States Army and the United States government. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, rather the givings of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, unclean person, covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience or the children of unbelief. What is unbelief? It's just no faith at all. There's no such thing as non-belief. because we are of the human race. We were built to believe. That's what we do. And your words reveal your faith. Well, I want to tell you something, Brother Copeland. That you have what you say don't work for me. It just did. You said what you believe. Well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is I think I'll go to the store. I believe I'll go to the store. I'm going to the store.
Yes.
I'm going. One was I think I am, the other one's I believe I am. Wow. Now, when you say something like, you know what? I believe I'm going to fast here for a few days. Uh-oh. You're going to get hungry. You're going to eat three of the biggest meals you have ever eaten in your life. You just let the devil know you're thinking about it. No. I learned this from the Lord. When the Lord says fast, then do it.
Yeah.
Don't play around the edges of it and drink your coffee and put three scoops of cream in it. No. Write it down.
Yeah.
Take the scriptures, 58th chapter of Isaiah, and write down the scriptures and so forth. And I will not allow food to enter my mouth for the next 3 days, the next 5 days. Water only.
Mm.
Write it down. Put it in front of you. Read it every morning. Go to the breakfast table. Sit down there with everybody else and have your water and your supplements. Right there with everybody else, smile and read to them. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but walk in love. Be lovely about it to all people. Now, next week, we will get on over into the full armor of God. Whoa, yes. We're going to suit up. We're going to suit up for battle next week. Glory. Did you enjoy this today?
Yes.
Give the Lord a praise for it, wouldn't you? We'll be back in just a moment.
You know, we get to hear from the founder of the university, just to be in the room and feel that atmosphere. You don't get that on TV. You don't get that watching them on TV. But when you're here, it's not just the anointing you see on him. It's in the room.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast in Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and this is the student lunch. Hallelujah. In 2023, it is an absolute must to put God's Word first place in our lives. This is absolute authority.
In 2023, like Brother Copeland said, it's the year of victory if you're standing on the Word.
That's right.
And so you need to hear this full message and really grasp, especially some of the many testimonies he told of examples of people that are alive because they listen to the Spirit.
I think it's important that people actually know how to apply Scripture to their life. Like, reading the Bible is one thing, but actually knowing how to apply it and have success in it is a different thing. So people definitely need to tune in and learn how to apply the Scripture to their life.
I don't care if you're in the shoe business, you're called to be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a witness, which makes you an evangelist on the street, evangelist in the schoolroom.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Thank you for joining us this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word you've heard. The foundation scripture for offering day is Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he also reap." You can sow into this ministry and reap from the goodness of God, because the gospel is going into all the earth and you are a part of that. As you sow today, you're activating miracles in the realm of the supernatural. And as you do that, that flow is beginning to happen in your life where answers and miracles and revelation is coming back to you. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for your prayers and faithful giving. And it's because of you and the faithfulness of God that KCM has been able to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The good news of the gospel has touched families and generations around the world. The Lord called Brother Copeland to preach and teach faith, and that's what he's done for the last 55 years. When you partner with KCM through your prayers and financial support, you're sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith. Let me pray over you. Father, in Jesus' name, as people give today, I thank you that they're activating the flow of miracles in their life. Father, we release that flow. We speak to those seeds and say, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of God that is flowing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Thank all of you for being with us all this week. It's just a good thing to gather together around the Word of God. Oh, and order the notes from all of these, sir, as you know now, and you'll have all of the notes there. You can follow along with us. It's a good thing. We enjoy having you. And let us hear from you. Write us, email us. Let us know what the Lord's doing in your life through these teachings, because you're part of this class. Amen. And you should consider yourself a part of this class. You're just sitting in here right along with the rest of us. And that way we can get an idea how big the class is. Amen. And until we see you the next time, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the students at Kenneth Copeland Bible College saying, go to church Sunday, and we'll see you back here Monday. And God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yeehaw!
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.